Our order of worship can be found on page 278 in the front of your hymnal. If you would please rise as we begin with the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, Eleanor Baney was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated as we sing our entrance hymn, number 748, "I'm But a Stranger Here." Will you please rise for the Kyrie? Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Eleanor and to all your servants, who having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated for the readings.
Reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. From Job chapter 19. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From Philippians chapter 1. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had been already dead in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of the day, number 537, Beautiful Savior. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To Donna, Kurt, Craig, and to all of Eleanor's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to her family and friends and neighbors gathered here today, grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The text that's given for your comfort today is from the 23rd Psalm, specifically the last two verses. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The psalmist believed, and I think it's safe to say here that he was right, that the greatest blessing one could ask of God was to dwell in his house forever. Of all the things that King David had received from the hand of God, the one he most treasured was the promise that he would never be parted from God's presence. Eleanor received that same promise from Christ her Lord on the day of her baptism. Jesus himself called her by name and laid his seal of ownership upon her. She became a child of God, a member of his household. And with that comes the promise that she would dwell in that household forever, always in the presence of God. And so she has. As one baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus, Eleanor continued to receive God's gifts. She was taught his word and confessed it in her confirmation. She received the Lord's Supper, the very body and blood of Jesus, given for the forgiveness of her sins. By God's grace, she continued in this faith up through the very end. Eleanor lived a life blessed by God's grace. She loved the generations adding branches onto her family tree. She enjoyed the work that she was able to do, both inside and outside of the home. She faithfully served in the congregation where and when she could. She was a good friend and a good neighbor to many of you gathered here today. And although the Lord permitted her memory to weaken as she aged, he also used that to calm her fears and her worries. Her cup overflowed. But just because your cup runneth over doesn't mean that life is always peachy or fun. David knew that when he penned the psalm, and so did Eleanor. She had her fair share of difficulties, hardships, and sadness. The death of her husband, the death of an infant daughter, and others were signs that we still live in a fallen world. And that is easily recognizable for each of you today as well. Today is one of mourning, for your mother, your grandmother, friend has died, and you are right to miss her. Yet the promises of God do not end in death. They endure through it. Eleanor still dwells as a member of the household of God. She is in his presence at this very moment, in a position that many of us might find envious. Eleanor now rests from her labors, rests from the worries and cares of the world, and she awaits the day when all things will be set right. As she basks in the glory of paradise, she also knows that there is one more dawn to come. In a few moments, we will leave here and go to the cemetery and commit Eleanor's body to the ground. Her remains will be laid to rest, but they will not rest in the grave forever. For just as Christ has been raised from the dead, we too shall live. Jesus will return on the last day and raise the dead. And Eleanor will rise along with every other man, woman, and child that has ever been. And she will receive the full blessing of God to dwell, body and soul, in his house forever. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now continue with the prayer of the church. With the congregation, please rise. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Eleanor and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and assure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Eleanor and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our next hymn, number 677, For All the Saints. We will sing verses 1, 2, 6, and 7. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Our of every day. On behalf of Eleanor's family, I would like to thank everyone for gathering here today to remember Eleanor and to receive the comfort of our Lord and Savior here this afternoon, and especially to thank you all for being a part of her life, for being family and friends and neighbors, which she treasured dearly. We'd like to also invite everyone to join us at the committal service, which will take place in just a few moments right down the street here at the cemetery. And then following the committal service, we'll also have a luncheon provided in the school's activity center right next door here, where you can join in food and fellowship with the family. If you're unable to make it to the committal service but would just like to wait for us in the activity center for the luncheon, you're welcome to do that as well. I think everything is pretty much prepared there.